Well, first I'll ask you this question, right? Why this greeting on this day, right? 6th of April, 32 AD. Everybody showed up. What were they doing there? Did they just look and see a guy on a donkey and go, oh, it's a parade. Woohoo! We're going to have a parade in Alva. It's going to be superheroes and comic book heroes. It's on May 25th or something, 26th. But you wouldn't go and try and install those people as a leader. So there's got to be something special about this guy. People had been expecting a savior and a king. It had been 483 years since the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem. If you read the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah came and he got a letter from the king and he brought it over to where Jerusalem was. So he lived in Persia. We'll make Persia over here. He lived in Persia. He came over to Jerusalem and he had a letter. Right? On the way, he picked up wood and stuff and brought it all in to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. There was a day, a specific day, when there was an order to rebuild Jerusalem. Now, Daniel the prophet said, from the order to rebuild Jerusalem, there's going to be a whole bunch of years, and then the Messiah will come. So it's 483 years since. Some people said, okay, so 7 weeks and 62 weeks, that's 69 weeks. They know that a week is like a decade, so they figured it's probably not weeks, 7 days, it's weeks, 7 years. So they say, what's 69 times 7? And you get this, 483, right? So how are we, I mean, I know it's not actually the number 483. There's some complications involved. Nobody actually is figuring it out down there on the ground. But the Messiah, he should be coming round about now. And there have already been some other people who have come and said, follow me, I will lead you against the Romans, and we will. And they ended up dead. And so here's Jesus again. It was a bit of a scene that people had seen before. But this Jesus, right, he's been walking around. He's been healing. He's been performing miracles. The word about Jesus is out. And here comes this Jesus and his followers. They're waving palms and they've got him on a donkey. The king rides in on a donkey. And so people, they're clued in on the imagery. Oh, the red carpet is out. Oh, he's coming on a donkey. This must be the dude. And now they're in and they're ready. Now, John chapter 12 tells us something about what people thought. John chapter 12 says this in verse 16. His disciples did not understand these things at first. But when Jesus was glorified, they remembered that these things had been written about him and done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead, they continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they had heard that he had done this sign. So people are there, they come to any commotion, don't they? A crowd will gather around the thing that's happening. Many people, we're told, they wanted a show. Jesus, the guy who raised the guy from the dead, is coming. What's going to happen? And people waiting for the Messiah were like, saying, oh, let's recite Psalm 118. That'd be a good one. Hosanna, son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. That's what it says in Psalm 118. And there's a show and everything's going on. And when he had entered Jerusalem, if you're in Matthew chapter 21 at verse 10, when he had entered Jerusalem, all the city was stirred saying, who is this? And the multitudes were saying, this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. Now, that's a problem too. Because what did Nathanael say when a guy said, we found the Messiah, he's from Nazareth. Nathanael said, Nazareth? What good comes from Nazareth? You know, Nazareth. You're saying that the prime minister's from Alawa? You see what I'm saying? I'm not down on Alawa. I spend time there. I like it. Right? What good comes from Alva? You know, I was observing, when you're in Tilly, I was riding a bike, and I was looking at the sign that says, "Oi, the tower's over that way, and the Wallace Monument's over that way," and they're like, "Tilly is lovely, and don't worry, Sterling's coming soon." There's nothing about Alva on the sign. We have the Alva Glen, right? We have the lovely, empty, used-to-be Alva Glen Hotel site. Waiting for something to grow there miraculously someday. They might build on it, right? There's houses being built in Alva. But Jesus is coming from Nazareth, and you could say, if you said someone was a Nazarene, you know in the Bible what it means if someone is a Samaritan, right? The Good Samaritan, he stopped and he helped the person broke down. Nobody would have expected that a Samaritan would help the broke down person because Samaritans were hated. Why were they hated? Because they were from Samaria. So you call someone a Nazarene, and that means they're from Podunk, out in the middle of nowhere, Barstow. You know, they're from nowhere. He's from Nazareth. But that's where this Messiah is from.